Luke chapter number 11. I'll try not to be too long tonight, but I do have a thought on my heart that I hope to be a blessing to you. The Bible said it came to pass that as he was praying, this kind of goes along with the message this morning. I believe Abraham knew how to pray, don't you? As he was praying, now watch this, in a certain place. How many members when they come to arrest Jesus? The Bible talked about Judas, said he knew the place. See, Jesus had a place where he went frequently to pray. And Judas knew the place. And when he brought him and betrayed the Lord with a kiss. In a certain place, when he ceased or when he stopped praying, one of his disciples said unto him, Lord, teach us to pray, as John also taught his disciples. I really believe this tonight. I don't know who the greatest prayer warrior in our church is. But I believe if Jesus came through those doors and got up here and knelt down, prayed for about 15 minutes, I believe whoever the greatest prayer warrior in our church is, they might say, Lord, would you teach me to pray? Say amen right there. I'll tell you what, I believe Jesus knew how to get a hold of the Father. The Bible said, teach us to pray. And then he said unto them, when you pray, say, Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, as in heaven so in earth. Give us day by day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, for we also forgive everyone that is indebted to us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. And he said unto them, Which of you shall have a friend, and shall go unto him at midnight, and say unto him, Friend, lend me 3 loaves. When I think about that friend there, it reminds me of the movie. We never did get around to it last year. But Lord willing, sometime this fall after the weather cools off, we'll gather over in the fellowship hall and I'll show you that film, Sheffy, about that preacher. They said that they came in talking to Sheffy and they said, it's been said that when you pray, it's as if you're actually speaking to God. And he looked at him and said, well, to whom do you speak when you pray? Amen. I mean, Jesus telling us here, we have a friend and we can talk to him and he enjoys us talking to him. Amen. And the Bible said here in verse number 6, for a friend of mine is in his journey has come to me and I have nothing to set before him. And he from within shall answer and say, trouble me not. The door is now shut and the alarm is set. I just throw that in there for Brother Houston. Amen. And my children are with me in bed. I cannot rise and give thee. I say unto thee, though he will not rise and give him because he is his friend, yet because of his importunity, he will rise and give him as many as he needeth. And I say unto you, ask, and it shall be given to you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh, receiveth. And he that seeketh, findeth. And to him that knocketh, it shall be opened. If a son shall ask bread of any of you that is a father, will he give him a stone? Or if he ask a fish, will he for a fish give him a serpent? Or if he shall ask an egg, will he give him a scorpion? Now watch this. He said, if ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him? There's a lot in this passage, and I'm going to scratch at it a little while tonight. But I want to share with you tonight on the subject of prayer and thinking about it here for just a few minutes. God put this in my heart. I think especially because we saw that Abraham was a praying father. And I believe it'll be good for us tonight. Father in heaven, I thank you tonight for the privilege to preach the word of God. God, I pray tonight you'd speak to our hearts. Lord, I for one need to be more diligent in prayer. God, I pray tonight that you would burden our hearts and challenge our hearts. Lord, as we think about this subject that's before us tonight. Lord, I know that there may be a lot of things that the church maybe does too much. But Lord, I don't believe the church has ever been guilty of praying too much. I pray, Lord, you'd help us tonight, God, to be what we need to be for the glory of God Almighty. In Jesus' name, and amen, and amen. I want to give you three simple thoughts tonight from the text, just to think about for a little while tonight. The Bible said here Jesus was praying in a certain place, and his disciples asked him, they said, Lord, teach us to pray, as John also taught his disciples. I want to give you three things tonight out of this text, and I hope it'll be a blessing to you. Number one tonight, prayer should be about the will of the Father. The will of the Father. Let me make a statement tonight that I heard years ago and I've never forgotten. Prayer is not to get man's will done in heaven. Prayer is to get God's will done in earth. Amen? It's not so that we get our will accomplished in heaven, but prayer is about getting God's will accomplished on earth. About God's will being accomplished in our church. God's will being accomplished in our homes. God's will being accomplished in our country. God's will being accomplished in this world that we live in. We see the will of the Father. He said, when you pray, pray our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. I believe that God is holy, and I believe he has a will that's holy. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, as in heaven, so in earth. It's about getting God's will accomplished here in the earth. Let me say one thing. We know a couple of things. We know it's the will of God. It's the will of God for us to grow in grace and knowledge. And prayer is about us growing. It's the will of God for sinners to be saved. It's not God's will that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. So there's some things that though we pray about, we're not praying about the will of God. We know it's the will of God, but while we're praying, we're seeing the will of God accomplished around us. We're seeing God's will accomplished, the will of the Father. He said, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, as in earth, so in heaven. When you pray, we see here in the Word of God, there's a place to pray, a certain place. We see there's purity. He said, hallowed be thy name. How many remembers this text? The Bible said, if I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. Now, listen, none of us are perfect, but when God points out something that needs to be fixed and we refuse to deal with it, we can forget about praying and getting something through to God, because he's not going to hear our prayer until we get that hallowed ground back in our life. Hallowed be thy name. He's holy. He's pure. And then not only when we pray, we have a place and we have purity, the will of the Father, but we have provision. Look in verse number 3. Give us day by day our daily bread. Let me say something tonight. Listen, I'm not a prophet. I'm a preacher. Amen. There's a difference. Amen. But I'm going to say this tonight. You can hear me well right here. I believe the day may come in the good old United States of America where we're living day by day again. Amen. I believe, my friend, listen, if there's any hope of revival, it's not going to be found in Wall Street. Say amen. People's got their hopes built on this and built on that. And I'm telling you, this thing's headed downward. And we need to have our hope built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness, and realize, thank God Almighty, day by day our Lord can feed us just like he feeds the sparrows. Amen. I believe we were closer to God in that day by day in America. Somebody say amen. Neighbors were neighbors. It wasn't a shame at all to go next door and borrow a cup of flour or a cup of meal or a couple of eggs till payday or a glass of milk. You say, preacher, you lived in that? Oh, yes, and it was worse than that before I was a baby. Amen. Day by day. Give us this day our daily bread. I tell you, we've been blessed. Amen. I don't have much in the cupboards of that camper sitting over there, but I've got more in those cupboards than some people in Kingsport's got tonight. We've been blessed beyond measure, but we still, in the will of the Father, ought to say, thank you, Lord, for my food today. And I realize where my food's coming from. Amen. I realize where it's coming from.
from the hand of the Lord. I kid my wife. I stopped at McDonald's this morning. Neither one of us ate breakfast, and I stopped at McDonald's, and my wife likes an egg McMuffin, and I ordered a sausage McMuffin, and I got the meal. I figured we'd split the drink and split the tater, amen? And so you say, preacher, where are you going with this? Well, let me give it to you, and maybe it'll help you. I said, now, baby, I said, you hold that tater. I already had a sausage egg McMuffin in my hand, amen? I said, if you hold that tater for me and I take a bite out of it, it'll taste better. She never has believed that. How many of you men will get on board right there if you ain't afraid? Say amen. If she makes that cup of coffee, it tastes better. If she stirs it with her finger, it's too sweet. Somebody say amen. You say, preacher, where are you going with that? Well, how about if we realized every bite we put in our mouth come from the Father up above, and it's a blessing from God? I tell you, you can say whatever you want to, it tastes better. Amen. We'd be more thankful if we'd realize without Him. Oh, my friend, listen to me tonight. I can thank God for a peanut butter cracker, but I can stop before I ever get there and thank God I'm hungry and I have a desire to eat something. And when I do eat it, it don't come right back. There's a lot of people sick that don't even have an appetite. And we don't even stop and thank God for what He gives us sometimes. Oh, we ought to pray. The will of the Father. When you pray, there's a place. There's purity. There's provision. But look at the protection in verse number 4. The Bible said, and forgive us our sin, for we also forgive everyone that is indebted to us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. How many believes in heaven we're going to know everything? The Bible said we'll have the mind of Christ. We'll know even as also we are known. One of the things going to make heaven sweet is we're going to look back yonder in hindsight and see every time the Lord delivered us that we don't even realize right now. Amen. The protection of our God. Circumstances sometimes that I, myself included, we're guilty of complaining maybe about it. Didn't go exactly like we thought. You get behind somebody with two mules trying to get to church, trying to get to a meeting at 5:30. Amen. And the one guy's beating one of the mules to death, and my wife's about to beat him. If I'd let her out, I believe she would. Amen. She said, I want you to look at him. I'm just telling you tonight, our Father knows what's best, and He'll protect us if we'll stay before Him in prayer. Deliver us from evil. Amen. I think about the will of the Father in this text. Let me give you this secondly. I think about the weaponry of the children. We ought to pray. You say, preacher, where did you get that? Well, I thought this morning I was going to preach on the armor of God. That's kind of the direction I thought I was going out of Ephesians chapter 6. Somebody turn over there with me, if you will, please. Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 6. And let me show you something that I learned years ago. Years ago, I had a preacher to preach on the armor of God, the whole armor of God. And I sat under the sermon, and I got home. And I looked, and I looked, and I looked, and I looked, and I could not find the sevenfold armor of God. All I could find was six. And so I ain't got no sense. I just called the pastor. I said, Pastor, I can't find it. I need some help. I know you said tonight that the armor of God was sevenfold. And I'm looking here, and I can count, I think. I don't even have to take my shoes off to count to seven, amen? And I said, I'm just not seeing it. And so we went back and we looked at the text. He said, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day. Can I ask you a question? Is it an evil day? Are we living in an evil day? Yes, we are living in an evil day and having done all to stand. He said, stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth. Somebody count with me, okay? That's one, right? I don't have it numbered in my Bible. A breastplate of righteousness, that's two. Your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, that's three. Taking the shield of faith, that's four. You'll be able to quench the fiery darts of the devil and take the helmet of salvation, that's five. And the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, that's six. I'm still missing one. Where are we at? He said, here, I didn't number them today. He said, here, your loins girt about with truth. Is that one? Is that the first one? Help me. The breastplate of righteousness. Two. The feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. That's three. Four. Five. The helmet of salvation. Five. The sword of the Spirit. Six. And I ask him, where is number seven? I could not see it. Somebody tell me what the next verse says. Praying always with all supplication in the Spirit. Can I say tonight, listen, you can have on the whole armor of God, but it ain't the whole armor without prayer. Amen. It's not complete. I'm telling you that seven is the number of completion in the Word of God, and our armor is not complete apart from prayer. God wants us to pray. The weaponry of the children of God. I'll tell you something I believe with all my heart. I believe that Satan does not mind us if we never kneel, if we never humble our heart. I believe tonight that prayer, the Bible said the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty through God. They're spiritual weapons. And I believe tonight that prayer is a very vital part of that weaponry of the child of God. That sevenfold armor that God has given us. The will of the Father. The weaponry of the children. And let me say this, number three. It's last, but it's certainly not least. Let me show you this right here. I believe, as God has shown me. In verse 5 down through verse number 13, we're going to see the working of the Spirit. How many believes that we can afford to see more in this generation of the working of the Holy Spirit of God? I believe that. I know that Brother Mitchell's preached all over this country. Brother Jones, by the way, I'll throw this out there for free. I'm not making the announcements, but I've asked that man of God to come back next spring. Amen. And he's going to be here right after Easter. You don't have to start announcing that, Brother Brian, but I'm throwing it out there. Amen. Brother Brian just announces what's in the bulletin. Amen. He does a good job, too. But I'm just telling you, I'm excited about it. Amen. These men of God preach everywhere. And they'll tell you the Holy Ghost is not working like He used to work in this country that we live in. I believe, my friend, one of the reasons He's not working like He used to work is we're not praying like we used to pray. Depending on Him like we used to pray. I'll tell you something right now. I believe with all my heart. The Bible's teaching us here about the working of the Spirit. Watch, there's a couple of things on our part. Number one, I see persistence in prayer. He said, preacher, what do you mean? He said, here, if you knock on that friend's door, you tell him I have nothing to set before him. He shall answer. He'll say, trouble me not, for the door is now shut, and my children are with me in bed. I cannot rise and give thee. He said, I say unto you, though he will not rise and give him, because he is his friend. This is an important lesson in prayer. How many of us have been guilty? I didn't say you, us, of giving up. God said, don't give up. Ask and keep on asking. Knock and keep on knocking. Seek and keep on seeking. Amen. God is showing us something here. The Bible said here, I say, though he will not rise and give him because he is his friend, yet because of his importunity. That's another word for persistence and consistency. Just coming back and coming back and coming back and asking God and asking God. You say, preacher, it's hopeless. Not as long as God's on the throne, it's not. Amen. God can turn it around. I've seen some situations that I thought literally was hopeless. But I want you to know there's a God of hope in heaven. Amen. And we have our hope in Him. There's persistence. And verse number 8, though he will not rise and give him to his, because he is his friend, yet because of his importunity, he will rise and give him as many as he needed. I say unto you, ask. I've been told, I've not studied this out myself, but I've been told that these verbs here say, keep on asking, keep on seeking, keep on knocking. It's, my friend, an active voice. For everyone that asketh, receiveth. He that seeketh, findeth. And to him that knocketh, it shall be opened. Do you know tonight, sometimes God lets us go through some trials. And it's not to hurt us. It's to help us. I'll tell you, Abraham had a great trial to go through when God required his son, his only son. You remember that? Abraham passed the test. He took Isaac up that mountain and was willing to give that son to God, willing to sacrifice his life in obedience to God. I want you to know this. Abraham's faith was strong going up the mountain. Abraham's faith was stronger on top of the mountain. But Abraham's faith was even stronger than that when he was coming back down the mountain with that boy. He passed the test and God helped him. You know, I heard a preacher, Dr. Ron Garris. I didn't hear him in person preach this, but I heard it on tape. He preached, "This is a test. It's only a test." How many can remember the radio, the TV? They'd come on with beep, beep, beep. This is a test of the emergency broadcast system. Had there been an actual emergency, you would have been instructed in your area where to turn. I can't remember all of it, but you know the test. Amen. I want you to know tonight it would help us as children of the living God when things come into our life that we do not understand, when the dark days come and when we don't know which way is up, just to realize it's a test. And my friend, rest in Him that He knows what's best and commit it to His hand. I'll tell you tonight, there's some tough things happen to God's people. Good things happen to God's people, and bad things happen to God's people. I'll tell you something tonight. Maybe tonight you've never thought about it, but I've been going home from church sometimes and see smoke at somebody's house. I've been getting close to the house sometimes and see an ambulance or see a fire truck have to pull over. And you know what? They could be headed to my house. Somebody say amen. We never know what's going to happen, but we know this. When we're praying, we'll see the will of the Father. We have the weaponry of the children, but we'll see the working of the Spirit of God in our lives. He'll help us. There's not only the persistence here that I see, but I want you to notice this position. It's a position of sonship. He said, if a son shall ask bread of any of you that is a father, will he give him a stone? You know, Brother Brian, you might not have to feed Luis so much if you just start handing him rocks when he asks for bread. Amen. Knowing Luis, though, he'd figure out a way to digest it, wouldn't he? Amen. Amen. He'd put a little peanut butter on it or something. Amen. And figure out a way. No, the Bible said here, if he asks bread, you're not going to give him a stone. If he asks for a fish, are you going to give him a serpent? I tell you what, if you want to get me up from the dinner table real fast, you just lay a serpent out in front of me. Amen? I'm out of there, buddy. You can have whatever's on the table. I'm out of there. The Bible then said this. Said, or if he asks an egg, will he give him a scorpion? If ye then being evil, we're just men. How many of you fathers care about your children and you love your children? And the Bible said, if we, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask Him? And we need to understand tonight that we're not in the dispensation of asking for the Holy Spirit. When we got saved by the grace of God, we got the Holy Spirit. He came in. By the matter of fact, Romans chapter 8 says, if you don't have the Spirit of God, you're none of His. Amen. If you left the altar without the Holy Ghost, then you left lost. Because when you get saved, the Spirit of God comes in. But I do want to say this. There's nothing wrong with asking for His power. There's nothing wrong with asking for His anointing. There's nothing wrong with asking that He would lead and fill us over and over and over again. I believe there's one dwelling of the Holy Ghost. But I believe, my friend, as we go through this process of sanctification, God can take control. It's not that we get more of Him. How many understands this? It's that He gets more of us. Amen? That we're willing, to, my friend, to deny ourselves. There's some of that preaching on that selfish living again and take up our cross and follow Him. I would to God that that was just a once-in-a-lifetime decision like salvation is. Where man could just say, well, I tell you what, Lord, I'm done with self. I'm done with this world. I'm done with sin. I'm done with the devil. And just get up and walk with God the rest of his days. But listen, it's day by day by day by day. That old self will be in the mirror the next morning. You deny him today, he'll be there the next morning. Old Slewfoot will be there the next morning. This old world will be there the next morning. That's why the Bible said, Paul, of all men, I die daily, daily, daily. I've often said, I don't believe living for God's the hard part. I believe dying to self is the hard part. Self don't want to die. Say amen. Self don't want to die. My friend, listen, I believe we need to reckon ourselves dead indeed unto sin. Well, the working of the Spirit. On our part, there's persistence. And there's that position of sonship. But on his part, there's power. There's power. He said, preacher, how could we pray for you? Well, there's many ways. But one way you could pray is God fill him with thy spirit. God anoint him with thy power. David in the Old Testament, I can remember years ago, I was pastoring at Liberty Baptist down in Carter's Valley. And I was going through a dry time in my life. How many knows what I just said? Brother Brian, you teach and you do a great job. Do you ever go through a dry time? Brother Grizzle, you taught for years. Do you ever go through a dry time in your life? Brother Johnny, you've got these young people and the responsibility. Do you ever go through a dry time? I was still doing what I was supposed to be doing. I was still praying and still preaching and still doing what I knew to be the will of God, but I'm just telling you I needed something. And I was coming down Carter's Valley, and there's a horse barn down there in a big bend. And I can remember it like it was yesterday. I said, oh God, I need something. And some of you all may not remember this, and some of you will. But I turned the corner, and there was a big old yellow sign shaped like that. It was stood up like a diamond. I guess it's square if you turn it one way, but it was like a diamond. And in the middle of it, it said, fresh oil. You say, preacher, you believe God can use a road sign and use whatever he wants to. Amen. I began to weep. I said, God, that's exactly what I need. I need fresh oil. I need you to touch me one more time. Amen. You say, preacher, I wouldn't admit that. You would if you'd be honest. If you'd be honest, we're not always as fresh as we were. Sometimes it kind of gets slow and stagnant and stale. But I tell you what, when God dumps that fresh oil out in your soul, amen, makes you want to charge hell with one of them water pistols out there. Say amen. Knowing that you can't get hurt as long as he's for you. He can't get hurt as long as God is for us. I don't know about you tonight, but on this Father's Day, this father needs to pray more. This father needs to get a hold of the horns of the altar more. I need to be interceding. Amen. Our country's in trouble. You say, preacher, what's going to happen over there in the Middle East? I don't know, but God knows. I know this, it's going to get in a real mess before Jesus comes, ain't it? Amen. It shouldn't be bad news to us. It ought to be good news. The King is coming. The King is coming. Hallelujah. He's coming for me, coming for you. If you've been born from above, born again, he's coming. I believe with all of my heart, we're just like in the Judges. Every man's doing that which is right in his own eyes. Thank God there's a remnant. Just like there was in Sodom, God had to get them out before the judgment fell. There's a remnant in this country. How many say, preacher, I'm not trying to do what's right in my own eyes. I'm trying to do what's right in the eyes of the Lord. Amen. We know tonight the truth is in God's word. The truth is in God's book. The truth is in living God's way. Let's pray together. Father, challenge our hearts tonight, please, Lord, to be more like Jesus, not just in our living and not just in our giving, but, Lord, in our praying. Teach us to pray, Lord, as John also taught his disciples. Help us, God, that we might see the will of the Father accomplished here in this earth. Thy kingdom come. Lord, we know you're coming. God, we know it's going to be a wonderful, wonderful 1,000 years, Lord, that we get to be with you here on the earth and then in eternity with you in glory. Father, I pray tonight, Lord, that you would help us to be persistent in prayer. Help us to have a place of prayer. Help us to realize, Lord, like the disciples admitted, the Spirit is willing. It is indeed willing, but the flesh is weak. Help us, our Lord, tonight to pray in the Spirit, not to give up. God, I pray for the families tonight, Lord, that are going through trying times. Oh, God, Lord, you said in the Word of God, when thou hast tried me, I shall come forth as gold. God, I pray tonight, Lord, that the trial of their faith, that's much more precious than gold, though it perisheth in the fire. God, I pray tonight, increase our faith. Help us, Lord, to depend on you in these days. God will give you glory in Jesus' wonderful name.